Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Toll free to join us here on the radio. 855-450-FREE is our number. That's 855-450-3733. And joining you in studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Conan.
And Mark.
So we were talking about court. I went there today to support Shire Dude, who you probably have heard on the air on this program in the past. He's actually been a guest co-host. And I think his website, ShireDude.com. Entertaining kind of media personality guy. He's very talented video
silly.
Editor. Yeah, he's not afraid to be silly, and I appreciate that. I was really looking forward to this trial. I thought it was going to be entertaining. Last time ShireDude went into this courtroom in Manchester, New Hampshire, he actually wore like a mushroom cap. He has this red and white mushroom hat that he was wearing.
Like sort of a Mario kind of mushroom?
Yeah, yeah, okay. Exactly. Imagine that's a perfect vision for what this looked like. And he was sitting there.
With the plumber's mustache and the whole nine. So
he does have a mustache, really.
Playing the part.
It was really entertaining because this judge in this courtroom doesn't care about hats. So he was able to wear this silly hat in court, which is, you know, fun. Because we've actually had people be arrested for wearing hats in court. So there's a huge discrepancy in what one judge will allow, what another judge won't.
Yep.
So it's interesting to see those things play out. But his trial was postponed until today, and it never actually ended up happening. So I was a little disappointed that the trial didn't transpire because I thought it would be entertaining to see Shire Dude, you know, cross-examining these parking enforcers and, you know, put them on the stand, make them work for it. Ultimately, though,
and get them off the street for a couple of hours.
Exactly. Ultimately, though, what Shire Dude's goal was to pay the fine, which he figured he was going to be found guilty anyway, so he'd be fined. So what if he could pay it to a charity, as I have done in the past, and I think other activists have successfully done that. I've done it a couple of times at least, maybe two or three. And he did end up getting to pay the fine to charity, but he didn't have to go to trial. He actually took a plea that included him paying the fine to charity rather than to the state parking enforcement or to the city's parking enforcement department, which was a big deal. I'd never seen that happen before today. So apparently you can negotiate paying a fine to charity before a trial even happens, negotiate it as part of the plea bargaining process. Now, did he get the best possible outcome? No. And the best possible outcome, the thing is you can't compare apples to apples in the court system because you can't redo it. You know, it's never the exact same case twice.
It's a plea deal.
Yeah.
And a deal is a deal, right?
Yeah. You can't go back and see what would have transpired otherwise. But here's what could have happened had he not taken the deal. And again, he was happy with it. Everybody was satisfied with it. In fact, when it was offered to him, he made sure this prosecutor read it multiple times just to make sure he was clear that there wasn't some sort of hidden catch or whatever. And then he actually turns to the audience and he asks, should he take the deal? And so we all just kind of raised our hands. And in fact, one of the court security officers,
like lifeline.
One of the court security officers also raised his hand and suggested that he take the deal. So what could have happened? Well, what could have happened is that the parking enforcers weren't there. So there's a very real possibility that they figured that he would take this offer, and they didn't call those parking enforcers in, and or the parking enforcers were unavailable.
Whoa. The parking enforcers weren't there this morning?
They were not in the courtroom for this supposed trial that they were, if the trial had gone ahead,
so
they would have been required.
Why didn't he insist on his accusers being involved in the court? He could have had the whole thing thrown out.
He could have had the whole thing thrown out, but he instead took the deal,
which doesn't hurt.
He is expecting to pay this fine anyway, so the fact that he is going to pay it to the charity was his win for today. He felt good about that, and I don't want to take anything away from him on that. I'm just saying this is an option. You know, it could have been that he could have walked out of there with no charges, for instance, if they were to call the case and then he were to go up to the defendant's table, and they call in the first witness, Susie Metermaid, come up to the front here, and she's not there, motion to dismiss.
Yeah.
And that exactly. case will be dismissed.
Well, that's one of my first trials here in Keene was exactly that. Pre-trial, guy was there, put my case down, went to trial, guy never showed up.
Wasn't there. And so you got it dismissed.
You got him dismissed. It's that easy.
Right. So they ended up actually getting him under this plea agreement, which agrees, you know, you won't get a felony, you won't get a misdemeanor, major motor vehicle violation, which obviously he doesn't have the intention to do those things. But should something like that happen to him in the next year, they can bring back this parking ticket. Now, whether they will or not is
unlikely.
Another question, but they could if they wanted to. So it wasn't the optimal turnout, but it was an interesting one and a unique one, one I'd never seen before.
Was
so congratulations to him.
Was there any way for him to know that the meter maids weren't there, or is this just sort of
they're usually standing out in the door in the right, hallway waiting because they're not allowed to come in until
exactly.
they're called.
Yeah, they sit in the pews waiting for the trial just like everybody else. So in the last hearing that he had, the one in which they continued to today, the meter maids were there, and because there were
so
three
none
tickets,
of you guys noticed this, so just nobody thought about it.
I might have noticed it, but I didn't bring it up. I mean, he was elated to have this offer made to him that, you know, he could pay the fine to the charity, which is what he had the intention of having done.
Well, he asked the room, and it sounds like the room failed the guy, right? You know, like, all you guys are there, and nobody noticed, hey, you know, there's not a meter maid in sight. No, don't take the deal. The meter maids aren't here. Give $75 to the charity and tell the prosecutor to stuff it.
Yeah, well, Mark, you could have come. And,
I could have. Right? I probably wouldn't have noticed because I wouldn't know who the meter maids were.
I would have been looking for it.
Yeah, he was getting what he wanted. I mean,
I hear you.
You know, it seemed like a really good thing to him. I did point it out afterwards that maybe there could have been a better outcome, but he was very satisfied in the post interview that we did outside. And that's, you know, if you can go away from a situation like that feeling like you've won the day, even though you really didn't, that's not a bad thing.
That's them. They've won, too.
Yeah, well, you know, you got to give them
some
credit.
They like to walk away happy.
This was a smart move on their part.
You know, I'm looking at English wigs here on Amazon. I think I'm going to get one of these for when I run for city council.
You're talking about, like somebody would wear in an old English court or something?
Courtroom, exactly. Okay. These things are awesome. I could totally bedeck one of these things.
I've got a really cheap one, Conan. If you want, I can bring it down for you. You can wear it tonight here on the show. It looks ridiculous.
Let's get it after the next break and see how it works.
I got one that came in a judge's outfit, one of those cheap Halloween costumes. I only wanted it for the robe, but it came with a just ridiculous headpiece or hairpiece or whatever you call it.
I mean, for some reason, these guys really... Well, I mean, they had all the authority of the land, and their wigs were the proof of it, right?
They looked very fancy.
It's all about hats.
No, they had glasses. A lot of them had the spectacles on, too.
That's how you can tell someone's smart. They've got glasses.
Yeah, exactly.
Blair is on the line in Utah. You're on Free Talk Live, listening to KZNU. Hello, Blair.
Hi. Hello. How you guys doing?
Welcome, sir. Go ahead.
Good. Thank you. Hey, I have a question that baffles me. You always speak about doing time and so on and issues in the past, which I can appreciate. But the thing that boggles my mind is your educational background, because obviously you are all very well educated and very well spoken. And I appreciate that very much. And you're very current on issues and ideas, and I love that. So just wondering about that. If you could inform me on that, I'd be very appreciative.
I don't think there's a bachelor's among us.
No, I got an associate's, and I wish I hadn't wasted my time.
I've got 4 years.
Really?
No degree.
Okay, you cut out early.
I was always changing around, and you know, I'm always curious. And every time I saw something new, I would jump on it, and I never got the degree.
Never stuck with it.
Yeah, and now I can't afford to finish a degree. It's not worth it to me.
It's not worth it.
I'm that some college, category two. I read a lot of classics while I was incarcerated, and, what can I tell you?
I got my education in the big house.
Yeah, well, and the internet. I mean, the internet's great. If I have,
mainly
it's curiosity at this point.
What about the younger years? Because I have private, private government, and
you went to a very special.
I was all over the place.
Blair, thanks for your call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. I went to the so-called gifted school.
Was it a magnet school?
Yeah, I think you could call it that. Yep. 855 450
for snobs.
Free.
Yeah.
This is Free Talk Live.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 21 days by calling 1-800-939-8536. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend, is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 21-day in-home trial. 1-800-939-8536. That's 1-800-939-8536.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit to per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You're welcome to join us here on the radio waves. Bring up what you want, whether it's your experience in court, your thoughts about Bernie Sanders and his opinions on guns, anything goes here. 855-450-FREE.
If Bernie Sanders promises us another season of Firefly, he's got my vote in the general.
Ooh, now that would be interesting.
That's a lot better than the rest of the crap that he's offering.
He's making a lot of promises. 855-450-3733.
But will it be free, Mark? Will it be free Firefly, or will we have to pay for it? A special subscription on Amazon Prime or some crap.
I'm running against him as a write-in, and I've been promising double what he offers. So here I'll just go right down now and say I'm willing to give two seasons of Firefly.
All right, Mark, you got my vote.
There you go.
I didn't know you were a big Firefly.
I enjoyed it. Yeah. I mean, you know,
I wasn't. I don't understand the big scene. I was always a Farscape fan, which was also ended prematurely.
Prematurely,
yeah. It only went four seasons. Firefly was all too. It was too westerny. It was like the theme song and the whole all the outfits.
Not like westerns.
I don't dislike westerns, but why? I mean,
I think
somebody obviously liked westerns.
Well, it was to some extent you were talking about people pioneering other planets.
Yeah.
So it had a pioneering feel to it,
and they were black marketers. They were always I don't know.
To some extent, it was Han Solo who was packaged for television.
Yeah, he even looks like Han Solo.
With Jane was Chewie without the costume. And, you know.
There are no new ideas, are there? Let's go to Tom, listening in Maryland. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Tom.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Welcome.
I just wanted to let you know that if your friend went to court today, he can amend any of his testimony this evening or tomorrow morning and turn it into the court in the form of an affidavit with the case number, simply stating what he thought the terms were. Now, if the court chooses, a lot of times they don't, to answer his affidavit, changing his testimony and what he believed the agreement was, for instance, the year that he's on, quote-unquote, probation, if he thinks that, well, you know what, I really didn't, that came too quick. I really didn't mean to agree to that. I was thinking that if the parking agents came in and there was testimony given, then I'd be on that probation. But really, you know, I'm just giving to the charity. And if the court disagrees with this, then, you know, give the court X number of days to answer. And
how long does he have to do all this? How many days? 30 days?
Oh, he should do it as you know, post haste, as soon as possible. You know, if he does it, if he files it tomorrow,
Tom may not be an attorney, and he's not giving legal advice. you know, Tom, I was there when this plea deal occurred, and you're referring to Shiredude's what was supposed to be a trial today, and ended up not being a trial because he got an agreement with the prosecutor that he did agree to, and he was very, very clear with the prosecutor. So I don't think he could make the claim that he was unclear as to what the terms of the agreement were. He went over it multiple times
and probably signed a piece of paper as well,
and signed it in front of him. I mean, what I'm hearing you say is there's some way to reverse that after the fact. I'm not denying that there might be some sort of method of, you know, like you're saying, putting in an affidavit saying, oh, I didn't really understand the terms, and so I'm rescinding my agreement.
Of course, I don't know why, Ian. I mean, do you really understand the law, you know, and how?
Well, no, you could certainly say you don't understand the law or anything about the system. I'm not saying you couldn't try this. It's just going to end up giving him another day in court, and that's not what he wants. He wants to be done with this, right? So now he's going to cut the check, and that's going to be it.
I understand. He might not realize also that absent a sworn affidavit from the parking agents, there was no testimony or evidence presented whatsoever.
Of course not. Trial didn't happen.
Yep.
Right. So that was the point I was making earlier, was that by taking this deal, he prevented himself from being able to find out what they were going to present at trial, which it was looking as though the parking enforcers weren't even in the building at that point. Now, they could have made him wait. They could have, let's say he, you know, optimal circumstance would be they would have called him to trial. The parking enforcers weren't there. Motion to dismiss, case dismissed. But that's not necessarily how it would have played out. If he didn't take that plea deal, they could have made him sit there and wait, just like they made him wait the last week that he was there, like a few couple months ago. He sat in court for 2 hours waiting on that judge to show up. So if they wanted to, they could say, oh, well, he's not going to take this plea deal that we just offered him. All right, well, we'll just sit in here until 3:30. It was 1 o'clock when we were supposed to be in there. We'll sit there until 3:30, and we'll give the parking enforcers a chance to finish up their shift and then come on over here later on.
Finish up their lunch.
Yeah, we'll
come in at their own time.
So just because they weren't there at that moment didn't mean they for sure would not be there for the trial. Go ahead.
I just always bristle when I hear about tethers and the year to be good, you know, or they're going to bring it back. You know, just like probation, anything like that, it is just something that they use to keep you hooked.
And, there's no doubt about that. I didn't like that either.
Have you ever seen anybody get a suspended sentence, have a suspended sentence here amongst the activist community in New Hampshire, and that suspended sentence be brought back?
No.
I haven't seen it once.
No, I haven't seen that happen either. Hey, but Tom's right, though. I mean, I agree. I don't like the idea of, you use the term tether. I don't like the idea of those things either. And I bet you something else that Chargood could have done in that moment was to try to negotiate that away. Because remember, everything's
contracting. You're contracting all the time, and
right. That's
exactly what you do when you walk into that courtroom.
Yeah, in fact, they did negotiate something that changed on the contract or the agreement, and it had said to a charity, and Chardude specified which charity he wanted to give the money to, and the prosecutor was like, "Well, I wanted to leave that open for you," and Chardude specified that the man write down Shire Sharing on the agreement. So they literally crossed out what the prosecutor had written there, and the prosecutor wrote in Shire Sharing there instead. So everything is subject to negotiation. Had Chardude wanted to, he could have said to the prosecutor, "Well, I appreciate your offer that I could pay this $75 to charity, but I don't appreciate having this string attached to where if I get a misdemeanor, which is super easy to get in America these days, that you could then bring this charge back. How about this? I'll give $85 to charity and none of the strings attached. How about that?" And he could have done that, and the prosecutor could have balked and said, "Well, kid, we're going to trial," or, you know, "Okay, sure, let's do it."
Yeah, if he understood and everything was done in good faith, then you're going to maybe see these people again. But probably best to leave it be.
I think so. Thanks, Tom, for the call tonight. I appreciate it. And that's the thing with New Hampshire. You're going to see these people again if you're an activist and you're, you know, out there and you're willing to do this kind of stuff. The people in the Manchester courts may not have known who Shire Dude was prior to him coming into the courtroom. They certainly know who he is now, and they knew that he was a Liberty guy because all the entourage was there with him. I was there. Derek J. was there. We both had our video cameras. It's pretty clear something's going on.
As plain as the nose on your face.
Yeah, it's pretty clear, you know, something's happening, and they ought to approach things differently. And kudos to them. I think they made a smart move in court today.
When they do the soft method with you guys, it almost always turns out better for them.
Yeah, and I think it was good for the court too, because people were there watching this happen, and they were the same people who were there the last time who also got
their cases continued.
And those people were pissed last time, and so they got to see him make this deal to pay charity. And I suggested to one of the other guys, "Hey man, you could do the same thing if you get found guilty." We're coming up on Free Talk.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Today, Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Okay, open your mouth and say, "Aw."
Getting a good view of a sore throat can be difficult, but the new doctor-recommended sore throat exam kit from SayAwNow.com makes it easy. A first-of-its-kind, scientifically designed oral retractor to relax the tongue, minimize gag reflex, and increase visibility. Our made-in-the-USA kit also includes a medical-grade reference chart, easy-to-use website, and app so that you're one click away from unparalleled sore throat information. Click SayAwNow.com. SayAwNow.com, a must-have for your family's medical preparedness.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
By now, you know the smart way to buy emergency food storage is calories per dollar. Ready Supply Foods sells you 50% more food for your money. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. You need 2,000 calories per day under ideal conditions. Most 30-day kits don't have enough calories to sustain you for more than a week. They just don't have enough nutrition to do the job. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We are the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
That's the sound your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst. You need the app from RetailMeNot right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more with crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the RetailMeNot app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code UPDATE to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupons in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text UPDATE to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code UPDATE to 42767 right now. That's UPDATE to 42767.
Message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit RetailMeNot.com.
In recent years, we have witnessed the most catastrophic disasters in history. Earthquakes, hurricanes, tornadoes, typhoons, and more. Legacy Premium Food Storage will prepare you. Our great-tasting non-GMO quality food products have a 25-year shelf life, are the most affordable on the market, and are American-made. They're perfect for hiking, camping, and road trips, too. Be prepared with the best. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. That's SurvivalFoodAlliance.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450. Free. That's 855-450-FREE.
Join us here for Free Talk Live on the radio waves at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Conan.
And Mark.
If you care about privacy when you're online, you need ProXPN. It's a virtual private network, and they encrypt your online data before it reaches your internet service provider, which means your ISP can't snoop on you anymore as soon as you start up with ProXPN. They do it right, offering OpenVPN. That's the gold standard of network encryption. They've got apps for Windows, Mac, iOS, Android, even Linux support as well. Plus, unlike those other guys, ProXPN keeps no logs of your activities whatsoever. Now ProXPN has even more servers than ever before, giving you greater speed and security. They accept credit card and even Bitcoin. You can get 50% off the regular monthly price for the lifetime of the account when you buy an annual account with code FTL50. That's FTL like Free Talk Live, and 50 as in 50% off. It can end up being cheaper per month than a good cup of coffee. You keep hearing about online privacy being infringed. Go to ProXPN.com right now. Use code FTL50 and take back the privacy that is your right. ProXPN.com, code FTL50. Our toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about court and interesting approaches, unique approaches that have unpredictable results. In this case today, I did not expect to see a plea deal be taken that involved paying a fine to a charity. That was a new one for me. I had actually requested that at one point. So years ago when I was arrested in Palmer, Massachusetts for recording video in the town hall there, ultimately I won that case thanks to the Massachusetts ACLU who took the case and just did a fantastic job. I ended up getting a settlement from the town of Palmer in that particular case. But what happened was when I was being arraigned, I knew I didn't really want to go back to Palmer. I was willing to take a plea. I've never taken a plea. I don't recommend it. I don't do it. But I was willing to take a plea in the Palmer case just because I don't want to go back to Massachusetts, right? That's the reason why people pay fines and things like that, is especially if they're visiting somewhere in some other state.
They're emotionally done with it.
Just want to pay it and get it over with. In this case, I didn't want to pay them, though. I wasn't willing to give them any money. I told them, look, I'll give $50 to the local food bank if you'll just go ahead and, you know, drop these charges, and we'll call this a day. How about that? And they didn't take my offer.
Mm. I bet they wish they did after they got ruled against.
It ended up costing them $5,000.
Yeah.
And by the way, I did give the $50 to the local food bank after the fact anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. So so it's interesting. You know, you don't get if you don't ask. This is an old sales adage. You know,
sure.
If you don't ask for the sale, you're not going to get the sale.
Yeah, but you've got to be reasonable. Yeah, some clown was in my store the other week and wanted all my DVDs for $20. It's like, come on, man. You got to be reasonable.
How many DVDs are we talking about?
We're talking about good 20, 30 DVDs.
Okay.
All new ones.
Oh, but asking
new.
Didn't cost him anything.
It didn't cost him anything.
Right.
But then again, it kind of ruined his chances of...
Yeah.
Of, you know, working on another deal.
That's the one thing about negotiations you have to be careful of, because what you can do is harden your, I don't want to call them opponent. Because
you don't want them to balk too hard.
Yeah, I don't do business with opponents, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I do business with people
with
I
customers.
Like.
Customers.
And people I want to serve, so... You know, basically, if you come at me too hard with a negotiation, it's going to be like, I don't think this is going to work out for anybody. But I don't have to work that hard at it, right? Like, I've got a national
radio
program.
This is that whole argument where you just walk down the street, you know, shower, shave, walk down the street and just ask every girl you see whether they'll have sex with you.
So
it
might take a while, but you might get lucky that evening.
Yes.
You might get lucky within the hour.
The old story is that this works, but the internet says otherwise.
What do you mean by that?
Well, apparently people have tried just that, and it's not terribly successful.
Well, of course, are they picking and choosing their video
moments? I imagine they're picking and choosing. Everybody does.
Have you seen the same video idea where they ask the girl and the man sit next to each other, they ask the guy, would you have sex with your BFF, your best friend, who's a girl?
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, hell yeah, well, I'll do. And then they ask the girl the same question. And of course, she's sitting right there. She's like, what?
No.
No?
Wait, now, did she know what he had said to the question?
I think they're sitting right there.
Okay.
Yeah, in a lot of cases, the video I saw, the guy and the girl are sitting together, and basically they're interviewing them, and sometimes they'll ask the guy first, sometimes they'll ask the girl first, but basically, from...
The guy says it, the guy 99%
yes.
of the chance, yes, and the girl... It's 100% no.
And she's acting offended, right? Like, that was she surprised that her best friend wants to have sex with her?
Oh, yeah.
Like,
she's terribly surprised.
She doesn't know about the friend zone.
Oh, no, she really knows. She's playing surprised.
I see.
Yeah, they're the gatekeepers. You know, Mark, you're absolutely right. The women's are the gatekeepers. And, you know, that's a good thing. And if they... it's a good thing if they would actually play it up. They could conquer so much... wrong in the world if they were just to play at their gatekeeper status. They could end wars tonight if they stopped having
sex. Giving them too much credit.
This was actually during the peace movement, and I can't remember the name of the organization. This is some time ago, like 100 years ago. But the idea was that the mothers would make sure that there wouldn't be any more war. I think it might have been Mothers Against War or something like that.
Yeah, but there's always going to be some girl who wants to jump the bones of a soldier. I mean, there's these...
That's the trick of it. Yeah. They like the bad boy. They like the soldier boy. They like the guy with the uniform on. They like the guy with the badge on.
They might be the gatekeepers. They are not a unified gatekeeper.
So when they say that they are not all warlike and they're all against this and that, no, at the end of the day, they're just as barbaric as the dudes. They're just as dog-like as the dudes, and I have no sympathy for them. They're
just,
all
just as mercenary.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. We're all animals. Plain and set.
Conan's not getting laid tonight.
I don't know where you're going to video this.
Toll free. No, your girlfriend doesn't listen, does she? Or does she?
I don't know.
She wouldn't be caught dead.
I don't know. What are you talking about? She hates us.
What?
All of us. Yeah, we're all political.
What does that mean?
That means we're all, yeah, I mean, she's got
I
things.
I can tell you the listenership on this program is 86% male, according to the people who filled out the demographic survey.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, anyway, you can join us here. You can tell your court story or whatever's on your mind. Hey, since we're talking about relationships, how about Ashley Madison? We haven't discussed this this hack that occurred at all, and now it has become even more a relevant story because now the hackers who have cracked into this website that is basically a site for cheating for people who want to yep. cheat on their spouse or lover or whatever.
That's what it's for.
Now the data that they stole has been released.
I wonder how many politicians are in that data list.
Yeah, that's the thing that's most interesting to me.
That's what I want to see. I don't want to. Everything else is just nothing. But the politician list,
get it out there. You know they're dumb enough to use their own government email address too to do this, or at the very least their personal email. They're not smart enough to use some sort of alternative email account. So, in fact, one person even has already gone through the 10 gigabytes of data.
Oh, God.
And they searched for British government emails in that list. So we're not the only ones that had that idea to look for the politicians. Hackers claim they stole data from Ashley Madison, the dating site for cheaters, recently posted 10 gigabytes of that stolen data, including email addresses, credit card transactions, and even user profiles. This should be very interesting, writes Gizmodo.com. The data can be found on the dark web, and those who have downloaded it say they have already found all kinds of juicy gossip. The hackers themselves, however, don't seem at all miffed about this massive release of purportedly private and possibly damaging information, because Ashley Madison's parent company, Avid Life Media, refused the hackers' demands to take down the site. They apparently don't think their users deserve privacy.
Hackers that have been cheated on by their girlfriends.
So, calling themselves the
That's
impact
why they're such
team.
Good hackers, Mark. They got a lot of time on their hands.
But time.
They should have paid more attention to their girlfriend.
The hackers said, quote, "We have explained the fraud, deceit, and stupidity of ALM, that's Avid Life Media, the parent company, and their members. Now everyone gets to see their data. Keep in mind this site is a scam with thousands of fake female profiles." Ooh. All right, so we'll talk more about it.
And the rest are hookers.
Really?
I'm just guessing.
855, 453.
What woman is going to go sign up for this site that's like, hey, cheat on your cheat on your significant other? I mean, I suppose she could be in a relationship, but
this is Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to purse.freetalklive.com and open an account. Do this right now, don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to purse.freetalklive.com right now and get signed up and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 25% off of everything on Amazon through purse.freetalklive.com. It's purse.freetalklive.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Are you excited about the World Wide Web? Do you want a place where you can share your ideas and express yourself? Well, dial up your modems and stream on down to the GCN Live Community Forum. Lots of radical features await you there.
Wow, Internet guys, I'm so glad I went to the GCN Live Community Forum.
You too can discover why the World Wide Web is awesome. Just go to GCNLive.com/forum. That's GCNLive.com/forum. I'll see you in cyberspace. Friend GCN Live on Diaspora and Cross.tv.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You can join us here toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. With you in studio, you've got Ian.
And Conan.
And Mark.
Check out more Conan on his website, blacksheeprising.org. What is it, Conan? What is Black Sheep Rising?
Black Sheep Rising is a late-night variety liberty program coming to you every month, the last Sunday of every month. We also do the video, so I guess you can call us a vlog. 2 hours of nonstop shenanigans and drops and you name it.
It's fun stuff.
It's all coming to you straight here to you from Keene, New Hampshire, and so you might get some choice bits from the area. We don't have enough going on because we're having to go to all the way to Manchester to see the, you know, the local court news.
There's always something going on here in Keene. I mean, Conan, you've got coming up, you're going to be running for political office.
Yeah, but, you know, we try to, I don't know how popular those videos are. When we go all politics,
mm-hmm.
I think we might lose people.
Yeah, that's a possibility.
They want to hear about boobies, tattoos, and
boobies are going to be happening Sunday. That's actually the Free the Nipple campaign happening. We're doing Topless Tuesday.
We might be talking about that as well.
Right. Know? We're showing solidarity here in the studio tonight, Conan and I. Mark, you have not participated in Topless Tuesdays over the last...
It's really not good for anybody.
...couple of weeks. the Free the Nipple campaign, actually, I posted an article about that over at freekeen.com recently. That's shaping up to be quite the event. Looking forward to seeing how that transpires. And that's happening, by the way, all across the world, is the Go Topless Day. It's this Sunday, August 23rd. You can go to gotopless.org. So go to blacksheeprising.org for more of Conan in video and audio form. You can subscribe to the podcast, subscribe to the YouTube channel, do both.
Do all of the above. Go to the Facebook page, and because that's where I put all of the. That's the easiest thing for me. I know that everyone else is all web savvy, and you know they.
I don't know, man. People spend way too much time on Facebook. I have a love-hate relationship with Facebook, but I gotta say I have not spent any time on AshleyMadison.com.
So we're not gonna find anything out, any curious information in the next week or so. Are all the names get dropped?
9.7 gigabytes of data has been released, so that drop has happened, Conan. It was posted today to the dark web using an Onion address accessible only through the Tor browser, and unfortunately Wired magazine is not sharing that address with us. The files appear to include account details and logins for 32 million users of the social networking
site. That's a lot of unhappy married folk.
Now, the thing is, the hackers are saying that there's a bunch of fake accounts. The data released by the hackers, they included some notes going along with this here, and one of the things that they posted said, "Keep in mind, the site is a scam with thousands of fake female profiles."
Hmm.
So they wanted, horny married men to come into this website and to hand over whatever the subscription fee was, so they could then, in theory, have a hookup with somebody who wasn't even a real person.
Do you think maybe the hackers, maybe a hacker got hacked off and decided, you know, I'm going to get back at this
site. I'll show them.
I'm going to show these guys that they're all full of crap.
See Ashley Madison fake profile lawsuit. 90 to 95% of the actual users of the site are male. Chances are your man signed up on the world's biggest affair site, but never actually had one. He just tried to. If that distinction matters, too bad for those men. They're cheating dirtbags and deserve no such discretion.
We go right back to the placebo effect. It's all about just having it, and you know, there's no substance to it, but it's all in the mind.
So who's the real criminal in this case? Is it the hackers for breaking into a private database and revealing a website as essentially fraudulent? Or is it the fraudulent website?
I have a really difficult time sort of wrapping my hands around what is right and what is wrong on the internet.
Hmm.
So I would generally say hacking somebody's website is wrong, but when you hack somebody's website and find out that they are full of crap and that they're bilking their customers, I assume they're bilking. I don't know the business model of Ashley Madison. Not my, not my thing. But, let's say they were bilking customers. If you hack a website and find out that a website is bilking its customers, but you had to sort of virtually break and enter to do it, who's right and who's wrong? It seems to me that if you're, that the ends justify the means, if you're, the means justify the ends, if you're,
I would say they're both wrong.
Sleazy website.
They have both broken the law against private property.
Yep, that's true.
One committed
breaking and entering digitally.
Mm-hmm.
The other was committing fraud on their customers.
Correct.
Allegedly.
Correct. So, and of course, how do you find that out? How do you find out when a big company is doing fraud?
The only way you'd find it out is if one of the employees gave them up otherwise.
This is why everyone defends Bernie Sanders, because we need government to protect us from the hooligans.
Are you saying Bernie Sanders is on the Ashley Madison site?
I'm saying he is like this argument that, well, that would be great.
Well, one analysis of the email addresses found in the data dump did find 15,000 of them are .mil or .gov.
Good. I want to know more.
Yeah. Well, so there you go, Conan. That's the thing.
15,000.
On one hand, you're saying, okay, well, this is bad to break and enter, but when you see the data, you're like, ooh, now I want to go and read this stolen data.
Well, now it's public, so someone else broke the law.
Yeah, but it's still stolen data, right? I mean, should you feel bad parsing through this email
list? You know, it's on the internet. And so the internet, as far as I'm concerned, is public. So if you don't do a good job actually taking care of your subscribers, your members, and keeping their data, intact, then you're essentially displaying all of your members on a big billboard. So if you don't do a good job of taking care of them, then you're at, I don't know, you're essentially displaying all the information for the public to see.
Yeah, that's true. You do have to use due diligence here. Following the intrusion last month, the hackers who called themselves the Impact Team demanded that Avid Life Media, the owner of AshleyMadison.com and its companion site Established Men, take down the two sites. EstablishedMen.com promises to connect beautiful young women with rich sugar daddies to fulfill their lifestyle needs. We talked about a site like that years ago on Free Talk Live. I don't remember what it was called, but there was another site out there. No, there was another. It was a different name, but
okay.
Where these, you know, young ladies will basically get rich old guys to, you know, pony up some big cash for them in order for them to sort of have them on the side. It's an interesting pitch. The hackers didn't target their other website, Cougar Life, a sister site run by the same company, ALM, that promises to connect older women with younger men. The hackers wrote in their statement, quote, Avid
Life. That one was legit.
That sounds like a legit site. Like,
I don't
might
know what's
actually
legit
work.
And what's not. I frankly couldn't tell you.
Avid Life Media has been instructed, this from the hackers in their statement following the breach, quote, Avid Life Media has been instructed to take Ashley Madison and Established Men offline permanently in all forms, or we will release all customer records, including profiles with all customers' secret sexual fantasies and matching credit card transactions, real names and addresses, and employee documents and emails. And they did, because these guys didn't take down their site.
Wow.
What would you have done if you were running? Let's say that the site wasn't a fraud, and as they're alleging that it is. And you were running this website, and these hackers are demanding you take your site down.
They're con artists. They don't care. They don't care about their members. It's like, all right, we had a good couple of years run. We made a lot of money. We got found out. Now it's time to pack up the bags and maybe try something new in a couple of years. I mean, they don't care about their people. It's not a business that was ever going to last.
Well, any business could have something like this happen. I mean, I don't know that Free Talk Live's ever had anybody say, take your site down or we'll take you down. But it wouldn't surprise me in the least if somebody would, send an email like that at some point. How are you supposed to take something like that even seriously? How are you supposed
to... Yeah, it's like a bomb threat. I mean,
well, if you know they've gotten your 10 gigabytes of data, that could be serious.
So once they have the data, then you're supposed to take it down?
They threatened them after they stole the data.
It. Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't understand
so
the
it was,
order
I'm,
of
yeah,
operations.
I'm sorry if I wasn't clear. The idea was, look, we got your data. Now, look, you take the site down or we're releasing it. So they could have protected their customers if the hackers honored their word and didn't release the data anyway after the sites were taken down. The hackers did...
I think I'd take down the site.
They did take issue with what they consider ALM's fraudulent business practices. Despite promising customers to delete their user data from the site for a $19 fee, the company actually retained the data on ALM servers, said the hackers. Quote, too bad for those men. They're cheating dirtbags and deserve no such discretion. Too bad for ALM. You promised secrecy, but you didn't deliver. So ALM said, you know, give us $20. We'll take your information off.
Blackmail.
Whoops. They kept it in a database.
Absolute blackmailers. Yeah, screw these guys.
And now all of that information is available to you on the dark web. I don't have the address for it, though, so you have to look around for it. See you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Check out Conan at blacksheeprising.org or Free Talk Live coming up tomorrow.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom. And with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
When the leading antihistamine and Nasacort go nose-to-nose, Nasacort wins. Stopping more of the chemical responses that can cause your nasal allergy symptoms. And when you stop more causes, you get 24-hour relief from sneezing, an itchy runny nose, even congestion. It's prescription-strength medicine available over-the-counter. Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at TubeYoungAgain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or TubeYoungAgain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.